All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, that thing terrifies me. Ooh, wait till you hear this letter. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Come on, Neff. Or in some cases, Daddy Neff.
Yeah, Daddy Neff.
Daddy Neff. I love Neff. Daddy Neff.
Hey, Jay.
Daddy Neff. Daddy
Man, do your
I'm on team Daddy Neff.
All right, y'all ready for this one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nah.
Me and your baby getting married. Me and your baby getting married. Me and your baby getting married.
Who you talking to, man?
You thought Junior.
Oh, okay. Oh. I just wanted to make sure.
Me and your baby getting married. Let's go, Kat. Run it.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr.
Yes, this is he.
Hey, Mr. How you doing? Let me make sure I'm calling the right person. Your daughter is Crystal.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I got the right person. Hey, listen, what I wanted to do, Mr. Ridges, is call and introduce myself to you and let you know who I was. My name is Jeff. Jeff. And I've been seeing Crystal, you know, pretty much like the last 5 to 6 months. And I wanted to let you know that I'm very, very interested in you. And I know this kind of crazy for you to get a phone call from me, but I'm very interested in Crystal right now. And I wanted to, you know, I just wanted to do the man thing and just reach out to you, man, and say I'm really interested in marrying your daughter.
And marrying my daughter? Wait, hold on, man. What'd you say your name was again?
My name is Jeff. Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, listen, I'm very close with my daughter, and my daughter has never, ever mentioned you. I talk with my daughter every day.
Wow, I don't know what that's about, but it's been like about close to six months that me and Crystal been, you know, going out, you know, up here at the school. But what I wanted to do is tell you that I really, really, really like Crystal, man, and I wanted to call and tell you that, you know, I'm really... really interested in marrying Crystal. You know, I really do want Crystal to be my wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I've never heard of you before. And my daughter has never, ever mentioned you. My daughter isn't dating anybody right now. My daughter's in grad school.
I understand that. And, you know, we've been a little back and forth or whatever. But, you know, the main thing is me and Crystal really, you know, we really do love each other, Miss. And I want to,
Okay, but if you love my daughter, she would have told me that she was in love with someone.
But you know what? You know, and maybe it's a situation where Crystal is like a little uneasy about talking to you about it. You know what I'm saying?
My daughter can talk with me about anything. We talk every day.
Right. Just like you, I talk to my daughter every day.
Your daughter? And how old is your daughter?
My daughter 15.
Hold on 1 minute, man. You said your daughter was 15.
Right.
Okay, well, how old are you?
I'm 46.
46? You 46 years old and you want to marry my 25-year-old daughter?
Hey, let me say this right here. Love ain't got no limit, man. And I understand, I was a little shocked at first about the age difference between us, but you know what, man?
I'm more shocked than me.
Okay, and I understand that, but what I'm trying to explain to you, man, is that it come a time, man, where you just don't know what's gonna happen, man. Love is love, man.
And you've been locked up on parole at the university on work release and met my daughter.
Yeah.
How long were you locked up?
Man, I'm gonna say this, man. Crystal is just a beautiful person, man.
Hold on, man. You calling me at the blue with all this shit. Look, man, I'm at work. I got a lot of work on my damn desk, and you calling me, telling me you former jailbird wants to marry my daughter, my 25-year-old daughter, and you damn near 50, you damn near my age, and want to marry my daughter? Man, I am not trying to talk to you about this. What I need to do is I need to talk to Crystal and get to the bottom of this. That's what the hell I need to do.
Hey, and I understand that, Mr. You was probably going to want to talk to her, and I ain't got no problem with that. What I'm trying to explain to you is that, man, love ain't got no limit, man. It's just something that happened. Crystal love me, I love her, and it is what it is. I just want to try to get your blessings on this.
You can't get my blessings. You lost your mind. How the hell are you jailbird? gonna marry my daughter. Man, my daughter's been in private school all her damn life. She was on the dean's list all 4 years of college, and she's going to grad school. And you gonna marry my daughter that you met on your work release?
Hey, Miss, I understand that. What I'm trying to explain to you that, you know what, man, sometimes love is right the second time around. You understand what I'm saying?
What the hell you mean the second time?
I got kids already. What I'm trying to say is it didn't work out with me on the first time. What I wanted to do, man, is just call you and solidify the culinary experience.
Culinary? Culinary got to do with food. What the hell is you talking about? Look. I got to talk to my daughter. I'm going to call Crystal, and I'm going to find out what the hell is going on. Because, look, man, I'm not even trying to have this conversation with you.
And Mr. Paris, I understand all that. I understand what you're saying. What I want to say to you is this right here. Crystal is 25. Even if you don't agree with this here, we're going to elope and make sure that we get back.
Look here. You ain't doing a thing with my daughter unless it's my... Look here, man. You ain't doing with my daughter. I don't even know your jailbird. You ain't doing I'm going to call my daughter, find out who you really are. Because you've lost your mind. If you think your old jailbird is going to be marrying my daughter. My daughter's got a future. You ain't got what the hell is wrong with you? You lost mind.
I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you, Mr. Me and Crystal getting married.
That will not happen under any circumstances. No.
I don't care what you think the circumstances are. Me and Crystal getting married. That's
that
it.
Not
the love.
I don't know who the hell you think you are. What the is wrong with you? Face, how about
that? What it's got to be. I got one more thing I need to say, and then me and Crystal just going to come over there and drive down there and tell you exactly what's going on in our life right
what,
now.
What you got to say to me?
Are you listening to me?
Yes. What the hell you got to say to me?
I got to say this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your daughter, Crystal, and her boyfriend.
Aw, ain't this some I'm outside my job. And all the people looking at me like I'm crazy. Damn, Joe.
Man, your baby girl just wanted to put a smile on your face, man. I got to ask you, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I'm going to get your ass, Crystal.
What y'all think now?
Not like
too much.
Get a prank or
Daddy
something.
Neff, yeah. That was great, Daddy Neff.
You were over there.
you went there.
All right, y'all.